This is TWiT.
Do you miss the ES in any way?
I was telling Paul Theroux and Mary Jo Foley this earlier. Every December, I say to Lisa, "Oh man, we should go to CES." And she always goes, "No." And then, and though this has been true the last few years, this year particularly, I look at the offerings and think, "Oh my God, I'm so glad I didn't go."
But you could ride the Google ride.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what is that?
It's on the rundown. It is the dumbest thing. It is like, it's a small world after all level of irritation.
Yeah,
but it's about Google.
Is it a so CNET?
It's kind of like
God
a roller coaster.
Videoed it, and let me see if we can.
You've seen all the best parts already.
You got to fast forward.
Google's tent or huge building at CES 19 this year. It's three times bigger.
This is Todd. Hazelton.
And they even have a roller coaster, more like a track ride behind me. We're going to go ride it now.
Okay, let's go. So there's a little
this is it. How exciting can you be?
So there's a little track and a little car.
Oh, yep, we're on it.
Then the guy was, oops, I should.
He's not supposed to be there. Okay, run away.
He broke the wall.
Get out of the shot.
What's the noise?
Each thing you go by has a family doing a day. You can ask Google Assistant.
It's the use case of everything you can use Google Assistant for. Like a lot of the signs are going through, say like Google, lock the front door. Google, open the blinds. All the partner products.
Oh my God! How much money did they spend on this?
I know.
This is a really good example of somebody in a meeting suggested it. Everybody thought it was a great idea.
And they have too much money.
They went overboard.
And they just did it. And
that's it.
No saner head prevailed.
As a shareholder, I'm not happy about this.
Well, let me argue the other side. I mean, is it possible that any of the people going on that ride didn't know all the things Google Assistant did?
Well, they announced, this gets into our show, they announced all kinds of new things.
So this is a way to show it off.
Yes. And for example, a whole bunch of new translation stuff where you're going to be able to talk to the assistant with someone else in the room who has the different language.
You know what?
And you communicate.
Play the changelog music. We might as well just go into the changelog because this is all new stuff from Google.
Bum, bum, bum.
Google changelog.
Google made at least one dozen announcements. Here's the Verge's. See, this is why I don't need to go. Because everybody and their brothers, they're writing this out, and it's much easier to read it.
They all messed up their feet walking all over God's half acre getting this.
Lots of third-party integration with Dish's Hopper. Sonos speakers, finally, that's great. They've had Amazon's Echo for a while, but Sonos has always said, you know, we're going to be assistant agnostic. A KitchenAid smart display. We already have the Home Hub and LG and... who is it? JBL have smart displays, but I guess KitchenAid's getting in the act. Samsung TV integration. Actually, that was interesting because Samsung's not only putting Google in their TVs, they're putting Apple's iTunes and AirPlay 2. So used to be, you know, a walled garden is kind of maybe not. Better Philips Hue integration. I actually use my assistant. I say, turn the lights off, and it does it. So I don't know what better integration means. Car products like lighter adapters.
This
with assistant.
Anchor has lighter adapter.
I had theirs and still do the Viva, which was Amazon's Echo last year. This year they put a Google Assistant in it, which I think is actually a good idea. I'll look forward to.
I'm thinking of getting my daughter one because she's got an older car.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Earlier this week, Amazon said we are on 100 million devices. So Google had to say, well, we're on a billion devices. But Google has a slight advantage because most of those billion devices are phones. They're in all Android phones almost. So, all right. So that's new. Let's see what else here. There are a bunch of new software features. You can do your boarding passes on Assistant.
I don't necessarily understand how wonderful that is, but they counted a lot.
Can you say to the assistant, show me my boarding pass?
Yeah, well, it's on the screen? Before that, it will take you through the whole process.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I don't have luggage. Yes, I acknowledge I'm not taking on bombs.
You can do that by voice.
Yeah.
And now you can do it by voice.